So a few follow-up questions. First, in terms of the study that was reported at ASCO, can you talk a little bit about ER status of the patients, HER2 status, and whether there was a correlation between either of these and what you saw?
Yeah, those are really good questions. Patients were permitted on the trial, regardless of ER status and regardless of HER2 status. And recall, of course, that this trial preceded the release of information about the value of Herceptin. So none of these patients received Herceptin. When we did subgroup analysis, we saw that the pathologic complete response rate for hormone receptor negative patients, that is ER negative and PR negative, was strikingly higher than the pathologic complete response rate for those patients receiving the standard arm. So experimental versus standard was 43 versus 26%. When we looked at ER positive or PR positive or both, so let's just say hormone receptor positive patients, although there is a trend favoring the experimental arm, the pathologic complete response rate in the experimental arm is only 14%. The pathologic complete response rate in the standard arm is 9%. And again, these results are in line with what most other investigators have reported. That is, benefit in terms of pathologic complete response rate from anthracycline-based chemotherapy, with or without a taxane, appears to be much more striking in the ER-PR negative group. When we looked at HER2-positive patients, and they were 28% of those entered on the trial, when we looked at HER2-positive patients, very interestingly, there is no evidence of an advantage for the continuous arm versus the standard arm. Both of them come in around 25%. The group other than ER-PR negative, which appeared to show striking benefit, were the inflammatory patients. A third of the patients entered on the study were inflammatory patients, and these patients had a pathologic complete response rate of 32% on the experimental arm, 12% on the standard arm, and that alone was statistically significant.
What are the plans in terms of entry criteria for this proposed study in terms of ER and HER2, and are you going to stratify?
The plans for the new study are to exclude HER2-positive patients. HER2-positive patients would be entered in another trial with its final design yet to be worked out by a subcommittee of the intergroup. That trial will probably be led by another cooperative group. But patients with hormone receptor positive and hormone receptor negative disease, at least as things presently stand, would be included in the new trial.